God's forgiveness frees us to love people with unrestricted grace. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. For Daryl Smith, living in light of his own forgiveness and redemption puts things into perspective.
My heart and my passion is, as I encounter people, that they would not see a great person, they would not see a great crew staff person or a great preacher, but they would see a great Savior, that they would see Jesus in me.
Daryl adopted a simple code to live by.
My life verse is more of a required of a steward that a man be found faithful, not great, not popular, not successful, but faithful, whatever God entrusts in my hand. And I know one of the things he'll entrusted in all believers' hand, not just my hand, is the gospel. And I want to be faithful and steward in that gospel as Paul challenged and encouraged Timothy. One of the things that is true about me, I know how much I have been forgiven. And so I love much. You know, when it comes to people, I try to see them not as losers, but as lost. And that lost people do what lost people do. I think one of the challenges we have in the 21st century church is that darkness is doing exactly what the scriptures say darkness is going to do. But the challenge is, as light, we just fellowship in the light. You know, we have our light party, our light fellowships, our light dinners, our light worship service. And we look over in the darkness and we condemn the darkness. But the scripture said Jesus didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And so what God wants us to do is light. He wants us to go into the darkness and shine his light.
Now that is a great reminder. Like Daryl, live life in light of God's redemption and share your experiences with the people you meet.